Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, theastrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there. Welcome to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. And on tonight's show, I'm going to be talking about the planet this month. If you can believe, I know I say this every month, but if you can believe we are already looking at March. We're not in March, but we will be approaching, we are approaching March. And on Friday, it will be March 1st. I can hardly believe it. I have to keep checking my calendar to make sure that is true. And that's what I was laughing at the beginning of the show. I'm sort of shocked that I'm already talking about March. So it was just so shocking. And I'm going to be talking about the headlines of March on tonight's show and what we can expect this month. And what the big news is, and of course the big news is Uranus, planet of the unexpected, is changing signs from Aries to Taurus. Now we had a taste of that last year in May when Uranus moved into Taurus where it hadn't been for 84 years, but we're going to see it move in for the final time in March. And so that is going to happen on March 6th. So that's really, really big news. Actually, March 6th looks like a really busy period, the 5th and the 6th. March 5th, we've got Mercury turning retrograde at the very last degree of the zodiac. So that's really big news. And then Uranus moving into Taurus on the 6th, the next day. Also at that time, we've got Sun conjunct Neptune. I'm going to cover all this in more detail throughout the show, but I'm just having a quick glance at my calendar to have a look and see what is happening. And then, of course, March 1st, we've got love planet Venus moving into Aquarius, where it will be for most of the month. So that's a great time. March looks like it's a great time for connecting with other people in a really unusual and unique way, and perhaps people from the past, or having communications or conversations that you've had before, but maybe with new and different people. And that's, you know, the Mercury retrograde in Pisces and Uranus in Taurus, and then, of course, Venus in Aquarius. So they're the big pieces of news. And then, of course, we have the new moon in Pisces, which is all about creativity and getting in touch with our higher selves. That's happening March 6th as well. That's all happening at that time. So that's next week. And next week's show, I will be talking in a lot more detail about these events. And then the full moon, funnily enough, happens at the vernal equinox. So that's right, the equinox. I can hardly believe that as well, because it feels so wintry. And, you know, in how many weeks? 1, 2, 3 weeks, we will be looking and celebrating spring. So that's hard to believe as well. So the spring equinox in the northern hemisphere is in 3 weeks' time. That means the daylight savings is coming as well. That is in 2 weeks. 2 weeks' time, we will have daylight savings begin, which again, I can hardly believe. I feel like I can hardly believe a lot of things tonight. These are all the things that are going on in March, which is already here upon us. And so it means, wow, 2019 is spinning so fast. It's incredible. So let me take a step back and start with the big news of Uranus in Taurus. So Uranus will stay, it stays in one sign for about 7 years. And so the outer planets typically have very long cycles. Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. Uranus is the first of the outer planets, and it will be in Taurus until April 2026. I know that sounds so far out into the future, but I'm sure if you're still tuning in the year 2026 on a Monday night and you're listening to me, you will probably in the future hear me be saying, oh, I can't believe Uranus is already moving out of Taurus, and it just seems like yesterday that it moved into Taurus. I'm sure I will definitely be doing that in 7 years' time. So be sure to keep tuning in each week where you can hear me say that all the time. And we had Groundhog Day, that's right, wrong month. Anyway, so Uranus, let me give you a little bit of a backstory about Uranus. So it first moved into Aries, so that's where it currently is right now, Aries being the first sign of the zodiac in the beginning of the cycle. So Uranus, the planet of the unexpected, first moved into Aries in May 2010. So if you can even think that far back, then Uranus moved into Aries. So think to what you were doing around that time, around May 2010. And I'm not talking specifically just May, you know, think 2010, what were you doing? So that was the start of this Uranus cycle. So Uranus, again, as a reminder, it's all about the unpredictable, things that are unexpected and sudden. So what happened when Uranus first entered Aries in May 2010, it pushed for change aggressively, typically, with Uranus in Aries, and shakes up, Uranus always shakes up the status quo. So it's like it's a time, it was a new cycle of new beginnings and rebelliousness, and that sort of will be toned down or coming to an end as Uranus enters Taurus. It's like Taurus is a very calm and steady and stable sign. It's very reliable, whereas Aries is very high energy, assertive/aggressive. So that was a very volatile energy with Uranus in Aries. So now we're looking at things. It's hard to say calm down because Uranus is not a calm energy. It rules electricity. It rules, you know, earthquakes, volcanoes, sudden eruptions that we hadn't thought of. But then Taurus is such a predictable, steadfast energy that these two energies really don't get on. They're very, very different. So, you know, Uranus and Taurus, when you put those together, will probably shake up our ideas of money and property and our values and, you know, probably transforming, you know, our beliefs and values around these particular things. Especially the financial markets will take take a big shake up. So, you know, the last time that, and I said this is an 84-year cycle, so the last time Uranus entered Taurus, you know, the world was in the thick of a Great Depression. So I'm pausing there so it can sink in a bit, because Uranus in Taurus is about a shake-up of the financial markets. So, you know, if you think back, well, not think back, I don't think anyone can really think back 84 years ago, but, you know, if you know anything about history, modern history, then we had the Great Depression at that time. So World War II was raging as Uranus, as it left Taurus. So Uranus in Taurus didn't start the Great Depression or World War II, but the seeds were planted before the results exploded to the surface. So with Uranus in Taurus back then, people became more interested in themselves and their own needs and their own values. So, you know, globalism was replaced by nationalism, so at a very fast rate. So, you know, and again, something we've been seeing before, you know, 2019. So, you know, as soon as Uranus hits Taurus, which is March 6th, so next week, again, still can't believe it's next week, but next week, that it will be wreaking havoc from day one, basically. And as I said, we had, you know, Uranus first moved into Taurus during this cycle, May 15th, 2018. And it stayed in Taurus throughout the Northern Hemisphere summer, and it clashed with Mars the whole summertime. So Uranus and Mars were forming a square, and, you know, Mars in Aquarius, Uranus in Taurus. And the strange thing is that both these planets, Mars and Uranus, entered these fixed signs on the same day. I mean, is that coincidence or is that something else? So it created an immediate square between these two potentially volatile energies. And then, of course, on June 26th of 2018, Mars turned retrograde. And so then you're getting the square all over again and on and on and on. And that's why it just kept going and going throughout the summer last year. So basically, it's like self-destruct type of energy. But thankfully, this time around, Mars is actually in Taurus. It's not forming any aspect to Uranus in Taurus, but both are in Taurus this time. So last year, both were at odds with each other, but this time it's a little bit more harmonious because both energies, Mars and Uranus, will be in Taurus. So that's definitely a lot calmer, the energy. So if you think back to what you were doing last year during Northern Hemisphere summertime, and I'm referring to, you know, June, July, August, think back what was going on, and things will be a little bit more settled, but the cycle continues. So things that maybe had been left open or not fully completed might come back again, you know, starting in March, particularly because of the Mercury retrograde. Now, Mercury is the planet of communication and the mind. It being retrograde means doing something over again, typically. And so, you know, again, doing something over again from last year's summertime when you apply the Mercury retrograde with, you know, Uranus moving back again into Taurus. So just have a think about what was going on in your life during last year's summer, and that those issues might come back again for completion. So with the energy of Uranus in Taurus, there's a lot that's going to be shaken up. So it'd be interesting to see what happens with anything that we own or we possess or we value. And typically, when I look at this energy of just Taurus in itself and how it's connected to the second house, it's very much about self-worth, you know, how we value ourselves. And the interesting thing is, because we have the heavy hitters Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn, which is a very friendly, compatible sign to Taurus, so we've got some very compatible energy with Saturn and Taurus, which is very grounding. It's very grounding, and it's very forward thinking, but not as much as Uranus, but forward thinking in a way where what are our goals for the future? And Uranus brings that think of a situation in a different way. So that's how you can combine all these energies together. And the energy of Taurus, with Mars and Uranus in Taurus for March, it'll be one foot in front of the other, as will Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn. It's like slow and steady wins the race. With that high optimistic energy from Jupiter, it's also very forward thinking from a broader point of view, or from a higher point of view. So we've got a little bit of a boost there from Jupiter. It helps us not just sort of stay down in the trenches, but really like look up and see the big picture. And, you know, even with Venus in Aquarius in March, it's very much about connecting with other people and thinking outside the box as well. So there's a lot of hopeful energy for March, even though we've got that darn Mercury retrograde and at the very last degree of Pisces, which it's going to be interesting anyway to see how that plays out. But it's like it might not be such a bad thing. I know I go on and on about Mercury retrograde all the time, but it's like, redoing or misunderstanding and things like that. But there's so much more to Mercury retrograde than just, somebody's not understanding what I'm saying, or I just can't get the words out of my mouth, which is what was happening to me last week. We're still in the shadow of Mercury retrograde, but it's like, I couldn't even get my words out properly. But it might not be what we expect. And, you know, and I'm saying that because Mercury turning retrograde at the very, very, very last degree of the zodiac, at 29 degrees, 30 degrees of Pisces, is the final stage before we move into a new cycle. Now, that's how Mercury's sort of playing into this. Mercury, you know, the mythology of Mercury is the trickster. So it's sort of like, we think that something's going to come about, and then it doesn't, and then it stops. So it's like, just be careful that we're not thinking that something's a sure thing, because it might not be. So that's very important to keep in mind. It's like Mercury turning retrograde at that very last degree of the zodiac typically does mean that. So back to Uranus. The headline of March, and then of course Mercury retrograde after that. And on that note, I think that's a good time to take a break. So stay tuned and I will continue right after the break.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Om Times magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos. A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer Kelly Fox, talking about the planets in March. And I will stop going on about how can you believe that we're already in March. I'm still in sort of shock about that. So, yes, the planets this month, we're looking at Uranus moving into Taurus, Mercury retrograde at the very last degree of the zodiac. That's 29, 30 degrees Pisces. And how all that plays out. There's a lot going on. There's always a lot going on, of course. But just before the break, I was talking about, what it means and what we can expect with Uranus in Taurus. And I was just having a quick flick through my calendar, and I'm seeing that December, oh, that's right, of course. December, January, it's going to be really interesting because, especially January 2020, because we're going to have Jupiter and Saturn coming together in Capricorn, and we will also have Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto coming together in Capricorn. A very interesting time indeed, and that is less than a year away. So Mercury retrograde in Pisces. That's happening the most of March, and this is the first Mercury retrograde of 2019, and it's going to be a big one because it coincides with Uranus moving into Taurus. And so this is not the first time this cycle Uranus moved into Taurus. May 15th, 2018, Uranus first moved into Taurus, and then it turned retrograde in August, and then continued back into Aries. So Uranus has been in Aries, and now finally, again, in the final time during this cycle, this 84-year cycle, the final time Uranus will be moving into Taurus. That coincides with, within hours of each other. Yes, actually, literally within 3 hours of each other, Mercury will turn retrograde in Pisces. Now, why that's significant and why that's connected is because Mercury retrograde is about something from the past. And Uranus, because it was already in Taurus's cycle back in May, again, it's something from the past. So here's a couple of things that are pointing to, things from the past, maybe back in May, back June, July, coming together again in March. So we can expect whatever was going on during the summer of 2018 to come back again. So whatever it was that was happening in your life, it might be back again for you to deal with and finally conclude whatever it was. So Mercury retrograde in Pisces, March 5th through March 28th. Now, this is not a time to be thinking of detail or working through anything that requires a huge level of detail. It's a very dreamy period. It is anyway when Mercury is in Pisces, but especially when it's retrograde. What this energy is really good for is any sort of creativity, any sort of spiritual work, trusting and using your intuition, any sort of performing arts, brainstorming, That type of thing. Actually, brainstorming would be good as well because Jupiter is in Sagittarius, even though it will be forming, yes, it'll be forming a square. So there might be a bit of challenge with, challenging times with brainstorming and, working with, groups or looking at the bigger picture or not trusting so-called gurus at this time, and that's around March 15th. So that's the only sort of warning is March 15th. But otherwise, you know, the energies really encourage us to look and think philosophically, look at the big picture and so on. Also, you know, with Mercury retrograde in Pisces during March, it's like it's a very dreamy period. So pay attention to your dreams. And look at the signs and symbols that are coming to you this month as well. It's like we might be finding ourselves, you know, staring off into space for hours on end, or conversations drifting into strange and sort of surreal territory. And facts might be hard to hold on to, and our memory less dependable than usual when Mercury is retrograde in Pisces during most of March. Also, you know, we might be highly sensitive to the energy around us, people around us, so be careful who you choose to spend your time with, because, you know, we're picking up the energies and feelings and thoughts of other people, and, you know, most of us are not even aware that we're doing that or where it's coming from. So if you sense any sort of aggression or upset from someone else, you're probably going to be tempted to run away and hide or pick it up and not realize, you know, what's happening. So we're very much like sponges at this time. It's not a good month to engage in any sort of intellectual debates. You know, many of us, especially if you're a mutable sign, and that's Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, Pisces, you might find it difficult to sort of defend your views or have to speak up for yourself. It's more about helping other people, you know, offering care and compassion to others. Without any sort of return or expectation. So as I said, it's a very good period for creativity or any sort of artistic work, you know, that type of thing. Some of us also, you know, might be feeling a little bit gullible. So if you have any planets in the mutable signs that I just mentioned, then just be aware of being gullible or believing everything you hear. That's actually going to be really important. It's very much a smoke and mirrors type of energy. So it's like, don't believe everything you hear. Everything has to be fact checked at least once. That's most definitely the case. Moving right along, next up we've got love planet Venus in Aquarius, and that's March 1st through the 26th. And so this energy is definitely about friendship. So friendships will become top priority. Our social life will probably be flourishing with a variety of friends and acquaintances and expanding our circle of contacts online, offline, exploring an array of interests and so on. So mental connections and intellectual affinities will be especially important to many of us, especially if you're an air sign, and that's Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. It's important to participate in group activities with this energy. And, you know, meeting other people or volunteering time, especially with that Piscean energy that's going on, you know, with the Sun, Mercury, Neptune, volunteering time or working on some sort of charitable project. So that's going to be important as well. It's like, you know, sort of linking arms and seeing what we can all do together instead of working solo. That's the energy of this time. And as I said, it's a very creative energy. And then at the end of March, you know, March 26th through April 20th, love planet Venus will then move into Pisces. So it's a more compassionate, caring energy, whereas Venus in Aquarius is definitely more aloof. It's more switched off, but Venus in Pisces, sort of like, you know, we're not just going to be a shoulder to cry on. We're going to be crying along, you know, with the person that we're helping. Whereas Venus in Aquarius is very much detached and, you know, is a very intellectual sort of care rather than emotional feeling type of care. So we're going to be very much incurable romantics at this time when Venus is in Pisces, and it's very much about you know, sort of living up in the ethers, and very much about, you know, being creative and thinking through, you know, from a I think it's probably more like a, you know, our ideal is probably the best way to say it. And, you know, our boundaries become more fluid at this time as well. So so we've got, you know, a fluidity that's going on with this type of energy, but that's definitely at the end of March. So next up on March 6th, we've got the new moon in Pisces. And this new moon is very special, again, in the along the lines of, you know, the creativity and using our intuitive abilities. You know, the new moon conjuncts Neptune. So what that means is that it's very much about helping other people and using our care and compassion, but being steered through our intuitive abilities rather than our intellectual abilities. And then, as I mentioned earlier on in the show, March 20th, that's the astrological new year, coincides with the vernal equinox, first day of spring in the Northern Hemisphere. But we also have a full moon in Libra. So full moon in Libra is this is, again, all about relationships and connecting with others and reaching out to others. So it's not just from a global perspective, but full moon in Libra is like looking at our own interpersonal connections within our life, and particularly our significant other is what the full moon in Libra is all about on March 20th. But the interesting thing here is it's at the very, very first degree of Libra. So there's a potency about this energy of the full moon in Libra. And so I'm going to go through the forecast for each of the signs of the zodiac for March. But I just want to run through, before I do that, I want to run through some aspects that are taking place as well. So that was, they were the ingresses and the lunations and, of course, the directions. Now I'm looking at the secondary influences. And the first one I'm seeing here is there's a tricky Venus-Uranus square on March 1st. And so this takes place just before Venus moves into innovative Aquarius. So it's like what that suggests is that old ideas will quickly be swept away by a new focus. And it's going to be interesting because, you know, with that Mercury retrograde as well. So it's like a new focus, even though old ideas won't be as relevant, but they'll be useful. So something from the past becomes useful. And then, of course, the Mercury retrograde, which I talked about. So we can expect, you know, in March, technology glitches, miscommunications, and, you know, those sort of keywords for the Mercury retrograde, regardless of what sign it is in. And then, of course, you know, Uranus in Taurus, which I talked about, so upheavals in financial systems and possibly government. And then on the personal level, a shake-up of values is how that comes about. Then we've got a grounded and very earthy Mars-Saturn trine on March 14th. So that's really going to help us come to grips with the unexpected changes that are coming about. And these are in Earth signs. You know, Mars in Taurus, Saturn is in Capricorn. So if you're an Earth sign, this is fantastic news. Taurus, Virgo and Capricorn. And so that's March 14th. So we're going to be very grounded, whereas what's going on around us may not be so much. And then, of course, the supermoon, full moon in Libra on the 20th. And then, of course, March ends with Mars moving into intellectual Gemini, and that's March 31st. And so this is fast-moving energy, very different to Mars in Taurus, which is what we're going through now. So Mars in Gemini at the very end of March, fast-moving energy, which brings all kinds of intriguing possibilities for progress. Okay, now I'm going to move on to a forecast for each sign of the zodiac, starting with, of course, Aries. And because I have time tonight, hopefully I'm going to give each sign a lot of detail about what to expect for this coming month. So if you're an Aries, what's going to be important for you in early March, especially new friendships and new colleagues, because Venus arrives in your social zone on the first of the month. And so it encourages you, Aries, to have a very sociable outlook. But of course, like everything, don't overdo it with the socializing. And that's because Mercury will be retrograde in your privacy zone for most of the month. So it's important, Aries, that you get plenty of time alone to think, to dream, and to sort out your emotions. And most especially, pay attention to your intuition and be guided by that. And also for Aries, expect your financial situation to fluctuate when Uranus arrives in your money zone, where it will be for the next 7 years. And so, you know, with Uranus here in this zone, it's going to shake up your values and help you to understand that there's more to life than money and possessions. And it's really a lesson in your own self-worth. So the lessons might feel alarming for a while, but, you know, that very constructive Mars Saturn trine on March 14th will reassure you that you've got this and that you will be able to manage. And then the later part of March for Aries is very healing. It's very compassionate. You know, the supermoon, full moon on March 20th occurs in your love zone. So it's a very special moment for getting closer to your sweetheart. And that's especially if you're a March-born Aries. So on that note, we will take a short break, so stay tuned.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What, did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hi there, welcome back to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer Kelly Fox, talking about the planets in March. If you are a Taurus, I'm talking to you, so your sign will be taking a walk on the wild side, and not before time either. And that's because unpredictable Uranus arrived in Taurus. So you're much more inclined to take a risk, which is surprising for Taurus, which is a very stable, solid, steady sign. So the emphasis early on in March is on your career, and that's because Venus will arrive in your career zone, where it will be for most of the month. But beware, though, because Mercury retrograde spends most of the month in your social zone. So work is one thing, but trying to mix business with pleasure could lead to some very unfortunate results. So do not do that. But heed the warning, Taurus. So the shake-up you feel when Uranus arrives on March 6th will be very real, could be really unsettling, especially if you're an April-born Taurus. So don't be afraid to change your outlook on life to fit in with new realities. So, you know, you've grown, your ideas and opinions can grow as well. And then the constructive trine between Mars and Saturn will definitely help with this on around March 14th. So there is definitely a sense, though, of getting back in business around the 20th. That's when the supermoon illuminates the routines area of your chart. So having tried new things with your career and elsewhere in life too, you're starting to sense that what works and what doesn't. And that really does get a boost from Uranus in your sign. And at the end of the month, love planet Venus arrives in your social zone. So new friendships will help to cement where you currently are. And then with Mars to get moving out of Taurus on the 31st, this will boost your finances all the way through April, so then it will be full steam ahead. But really, just the big thing is don't hang on to things too tightly, Taurus. If you're a Gemini, it could be a bright and breezy start to March that finds you wanting to explore the world more, because Venus will be in your travel and philosophy zone. So getting out and about, even within your local neighborhood, will free your mind and really inspire you. And for a Gemini, that's super important. But watch out for jealousy from within your friendship circle in March. And be careful about making any rash decisions with regards to your professional life, as Mercury is going to be retrograde in your career zone. So be very careful about making any changes or decisions when it comes to your career in March. But of course, you know, with Uranus arriving in your zone of secrets, and remember, Uranus brings shocks and surprises, so you may want to check your social media privacy setting, or think twice before you let people know too much about your private life, Gemini. A shift in how much the world knows about you could feel unsettling, but you can take control of your own destiny, and that's especially from mid-March on. And then around the supermoon on March 20th is your invitation to try some new hobbies or look for something which makes you feel vibrant and alive. And of course, Gemini, that's music to your ears. And then Venus will shift later on in the month to your ambitions zone. And then there'll be an upsurge of energy on March 31st all the way through April and May, when Mars, planet of action, arrives in your sign. So there's a lot to look forward to. Cancer, passions run high early in March. That's because of that tricky Venus-Uranus square on the 1st. So there could be some tension between your love life and your career. So between March 5th and 28th, of course, we've got Mercury retrograde in your exploration zone. So you'll probably want to stick to familiar people, places and pastimes, as you normally do anyway. But just remember that rebel planet Uranus arrives in your social zone on March 6th, where it will be for the next 7 years. So you'll be drawn to people, weird and wonderful people that you might not normally be drawn to or associate with, interestingly enough. And anyone that enters your life at this time could have a profound influence on you over the years. Also, the supermoon full moon on March 20th shines from your family zone. So that could suggest a new arrival within the family that will bring you much joy, a new baby or a pet or just a new understanding between family members. And then Venus moves into your travel zone on the 26th. So you're feeling more confident about seeing new places and new faces. And if you're single, there's a hint here that love could come with connections to a foreign country. If you are a Leo, March gets off to a loving start when General Venus arrives in your love zone on the 1st. So this is a great time to make a commitment to your sweetheart. And then, of course, Mercury retrograde is in your passion zone most of the month. So if you need to make sure that everything is on the up and up. And then, of course, with Uranus arriving in your career zone where it will stay for the next few years, this will bring a major upheaval in your employment, a change of job, beginning of a new career, or decision to launch your own business. Whatever it is, there's a big change coming for your career, for many Leos. And then, of course, the full moon, supermoon on March 20th highlights your communication skills and urges you to say what needs to be said, interestingly enough. Virgo, for you, there could be some psychological issues from the past that seem uncomfortably close at hand as March begins. So that's interesting. And let's blame that Mercury retrograde on that because Mercury will be turning retrograde in your love zone. So communication with your sweetheart could be affected, of course, due to this. It's important, though, that you speak from the heart. And then, of course, Uranus moves into your philosophy zone and signals an abrupt change of heart for you on some key matters of faith, politics, or ethics. That's going to be interesting. You know, it really is a brave person that can admit that they might have been wrong in the past. So it's never too late. And sharing your new worldview will bring you great satisfaction. And then the healing balm is on the way for your love life, Virgo, and that's towards the end of the month. And that's when the sun conjuncts Chiron in your love zone. So it's sort of like moving beyond things that have held you back. So, you know, what doesn't break you brings you closer together. And then Venus will arrive in your love zone on March 26th. So you're ready for a fresh start. Libra, you're thinking about making changes to the family home. Well, it could take a while for the family to agree. So expect maybe some disagreements around March 1st. That's when love planet Venus squares unpredictable Uranus. But then Venus will shift in your creative zone later and you should be able to, you know, wow everyone with your vision for how your home should be. And, you know, create the castle you want during March. And, you know, how much money do you need or have? It's likely to be the central question during this month. Especially once unpredictable Uranus takes up residence in your debt zone on March 6th. So there are lessons to be learned over the next few years about how much money should truly mean to you. But initially there could be some disruption and some unpleasant surprises perhaps. But stay calm because there is a helpful trine between Saturn and Mars on March 14th. So that will stabilize things. And then the supermoon full moon on the 20th is in your sign Libra, especially if you're a September born Libra. this will be even more potent for you, and it will boost your confidence, and you can handle anything that comes your way. And then Venus moves into your everyday work zone on March 26th. So your working environment will be much better than what it previously has been. And then March 31st, Mars focuses your drive on the urge to explore and to change and be open to new ways of potentially making a living from this point forward. So this is all about big change for you, Libra. Scorpio, home and family are very much the focus in March, and there are changes on the way, and you sense that. So you're keen to create a calm and loving environment. That's going to be very important for you. But Venus arrives in your family zone on the 1st, and so indulge yourself in creature comforts and let your family do likewise. And then, of course, Mercury is going to be retrograde in your risk zone for most of the month. So creating a comfortable zone you love is especially important emotionally. And then on March 6th, Uranus, the rebel planet, arrives in your love zone, where it will be for the next 7 years. So this brings major changes to your primary relationship, your other close relationships. And it will be important to realize that you're still in control of what the changes are and how they manifest, which is very important for a Scorpio. And so things will stabilize mid-month, of course. And then even though Uranus's placement is certain to bring some disruption and perhaps a few shocks in the early days, your love life does get a boost from the arrival of Venus in your flirting zone on March 26th. So your love life will become fun once again and all the way through April. So do whatever makes you smile, Scorpio. Sagittarius, for you, it's not easy to get your point across to your partner as March begins. You can thank that Venus-Uranus square on the 1st. There could be some disagreements, but fortunately, love planet Venus does shift into your communication zone, and that does ease the tension. And the important thing is to just keep talking, even though Mercury, planet of communication, will be retrograde for most of the month. But that's in your family zone. So it's important that you sort of hold a family council each week to try to encourage everyone to share their feelings. Just stay connected to the family, no matter how difficult or challenging that may be. And, you know, as a Sagittarian, you've always been restless. But with Uranus arriving in your routine zone, the restlessness may hit new heights, especially in March. There might be sudden urges to suddenly ditch your job or abandon your other routines. But just struggle. You might struggle to ignore it, but hang in there. Which is, you know, just be calm and make rational choices and decisions, Sagittarius. And then at the end of the month, there's a great deal of love around you. That's because Venus moves into your family zone. So there's going to be a lot of joy to be with family members. That is for sure. Capricorn, it's not like you to spend, but you're certainly feeling freer with your money this month. And that's aided by Venus's arrival in your finance zone. And you'll want to spoil your loved ones now, and you're keen to indulge in some luxury yourself as well. But be very careful about making major purchases in March because of the Mercury retrograde. And then, of course, the arrival of Uranus is in your risk zone. So that might bring a shock to the system. So you're taking more risks than maybe what you might normally do. So it can be exhilarating, but just cautiously. Do that cautiously. And then if you're single and looking for love and you're a Capricorn, look out for an intellectual connection rather than a physical one, especially following March 26th. That's when Venus arrives in your mind zone. So just be on the lookout there for anyone you connect with intellectually. Aquarius, show your softest side as March begins, and that's Venus arriving in your sign on the 1st. So it's going to be easier than usual to express your emotions. And this is a good thing But try not to focus too much on money or material things for the first half of March. With Mercury retrograde, there might be misunderstandings over minor financial inconveniences, but nothing to get stressed about. And of course, Uranus in your family zone for the next 7 years definitely brings shocks and surprises over the coming years. So there could be definitely changes to the family dynamics, most certainly. And you know, the trine on the 14th, Mars and Saturn trine, that brings reassurance to things that might have been unsettling previously. And then, of course, the supermoon's full moon on the 20th helps you to expand your horizons. March 26th, Venus moved into your finance zone, so that's really good news. And then the Mercury retrograde will be finally over, so you can focus on increasing your income and relax a little and treat yourself to some luxury. Pisces, you might be feeling the need to retreat. Privacy and peace are important to you during March, so grab plenty of alone time whenever you can. There is a difficult Venus-Uranus square on the 1st. Crowds might be difficult for you to handle and could be emotionally draining. Venus shifts into your spiritual zone, reinforcing your need to meditate or to spend some time on your own or connecting with the higher source. Mercury will be retrograde in your sign as well during March. So be very careful with misunderstandings and miscommunication. Uranus arriving in your communication zone, you are definitely tuned in at the higher realm more than usual, Pisces. Out of the box solutions and so on. And then March 26th, the love planet Venus arrives in your sign. So this is really good to reconnect with friends and rejoin the social world. That's it for me. Sure to tune in next week. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, and this is The Astrology Show. Wishing you a great week ahead.